Hello and welcome to the Magnetic Woman podcast with me, your host, Pandora Paloma, a visibility and business mastery coach, bringing a unique fusion of strategy meets spirituality to visionary entrepreneurs across the globe. With 20 plus years of communications experience and 5 years running my own online business, I help women in the online space and creative industries get seen and scale to their next level. This has looked like tripling their income in a year, getting fully booked in 6 months, sold out programs, and executing five-figure launches. Personally, I run my own multi six-figure business. And in this podcast, I give you a behind the scenes of how I do this, my life, and my method. If you're a visionary entrepreneur, mover and shaker, and you're ready to meet more of your magnetism, welcome to my world. Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. The context of this episode is actually based on a question that I was asked in the Magnetic Live Launch Method group last week. And the question was, how do I do it all? Like, how do I do what I do in the way that I do it? And I think that this is, I mean, for me, as a nosy person, I'm always really interested in, you know, the real kind of intricate details of how people live their lives, you know, how they think, what structures they bring, what systems they use to run the businesses that they run in the way that they run them. So what was interesting is, you know, in my response on this live call, I shared some kind of very practical things, some practical elements. And then on reflection of that question, I thought about some really big factors that actually, you know, I believe have got me here and continue to hold me in my own expansion. So I'm going to go through and talk to you about some practical, some mindset, and then some kind of four key factors that I believe make up for an entrepreneur that holds a lot, which is ultimately sort of what that question was based on. You know, like, you are a co-parent, you run a business, you're doing a house renovation, you know, how do you do it? Do you sleep? I do sleep. I sleep very well, thanks to my Aura Ring. I 100% recommend that if you want to improve your sleep, an Aura Ring is the one. It's incredible how it's telling me how much deep sleep I'm getting, how much REM sleep I'm getting. What I'm noticing actually is when I'm using my phone late at night, I sleep worse. So I have a bit of a new rule that I don't use my phone or any device between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. Yep, full on granny over here. But it's really working for me. Really, really working. Sleep is everything in my household. You know, I feel so nourished, alive, vibrant when I've had good sleep. So anyway, I digress. But practical elements that I believe have supported me to hold more in my business. Well, the first is that I'm very boundaried with my working hours. I work Monday to Thursday, 10 till 4. And I don't really go beyond that. And I've become sort of very structured. And I've shared this before many times on the podcast, but, you know, I think it's really good to share again because it might land with you in a different way. But I have a structure around my days and weeks. So I have non-client weeks and then I have client weeks. One of the non-client weeks, there is nothing added to my diary, which means I have a whole week every month to integrate, to self-develop, to build out programs, to optimize my services, to rest, if I, you know, that is what I want to do. And that really, really works for me. And then on my client weeks, I have my group calls, my expand to 7 one-to-ones, and then any other group work or one-to-one calls that I want to do. It also frees up space because I am more in demand. I do VIP days. So this is where I work with a client for a whole day, typically in London, and we go deep in their business and really look at building, rebuilding their strategy, business model, their marketing plan, their sales plan, and any kind of funnels and automations that need setting up so that they can meet their milestones. And by having those kind of non-client weeks, I obviously have the space and time to do that. So yeah, real structure around my days and weeks. And something I'm just about to kind of really implement is Mondays are for content, and then Tuesday, Wednesday I coach, and then Thursday is kind of any other business really. And then Fridays I'm off. And what I found kind of creeping in at the end of 2023 was, oh, I just do that little call on Friday. I'll just do that little bit of work on Friday. And I said to my team a month ago, I was like, that's it. No more working Fridays. I said, I'm off on Fridays. I am off on Fridays. So now my clients have access to me Monday to Thursday, not Monday to Friday, because that was something else that I was noticing. And, you know, I'm sort of trying to take that Friday off, but, you know, really I'm contracted with my clients to give them access to me on a Friday, which means technically I'm not really off. So structure is a big practical thing that, you know, allows me to hold what I hold within my life and business. I prioritize my health, my sleep. I typically am in bed by 9:30. I read my book. I'm asleep by 10:30, and I wake up between 6 and 7. Like I said, a new thing for me is no phones between 8 and 8, which is just so delicious. Really helping me to switch off at the end of the day and kind of wake up, you know, without reaching my phone. First of all, I sort of like to wake up and just breathe into my body, do some gentle journaling, some gentle stretching, and just really sort of start my day as I mean to go on, really in this sort of place of softness and delicious feminine energy. So another practical thing that I do is I set my yearly milestones, and then I break those down into each quarter, and then I set time each quarter to check in with them. And now this is a key piece. How often do you set the vision? You're like, right, this is my goal for the year. And then you have no time, you know, in your diary where you actually check in to see where you're at with those goals and how you're feeling about those goals, and have the goals changed, or, you know, is there anything else that you want to weave into your world that's going to really support you to, you know, to make that vision a reality in your life? So I do set time each quarter and each month to check in with those milestones. In terms of mindset, I'm really compassionate with myself. And this is a very learnt behaviour, because, you know, for a very long time, I was not compassionate with myself. I was, quite frankly, awful to myself. And, you know, I've really learned to just sit in trust of where I am, trusting that what is meant for me will not pass by me. And, yeah, just be compassionate with, you know, who I am and where I am in life and business. And I've really learned to discern kind of what's for me and what isn't. I think for a long time, I was highly influenced by what everybody else was doing in the online space, what everybody else was doing in their business. And I've really learned to discern, you know, what is for me and what isn't for me. And if you have listened to last week's podcast, I actually talk about why I'm scaling down my most sort of scalable offer. And, you know, this is part of it. You know, it's really knowing, you know, what's for me and what isn't for me, and trusting in that alignment. So, I hope this piece really lands with you, because it's so easy to think that we want these things because other people are telling us that they have them. And actually, when we really, you know, tune in, like, is that really what I want? And is it really what I want and how I want to do it? You know, it might be that you do want that, but you really want to do it a different way. And that's why I love kind of the spaces that I create for women, because there's no kind of one way, you know, there's no one method. It's, here's all of the different ways that you can scale your business to 6 and multi 6 figures. What feels good? And that's ultimately it. What feels good? You know, what feels really good right now, knowing that that's going to grow and evolve and change as you do. So I also don't make things mean anything they don't need to mean. I don't make things mean anything they don't need to mean. And I learned sort of this real, I anchored this concept when I did the self-belief training with Sass Petherick, which is an incredible training. I highly recommend it. Where we really went into, you know, the fact that we are mean-making machines. And, you know, I don't allow myself to get, you know, caught up in the drama of what things could mean when they don't need to mean that. You know, and I have something I'm going to share in a moment about sort of decision making, which I think has really come from, you know, not making things mean anything they don't need to mean. I've got very good at, you know, questioning myself in the sense of if I find myself going, oh, well, that's not going to work. Well, why? Why is that not going to work? You know, or, oh, that's just not for me. Okay, well, why is that not for you? You know, so I'm always inquiring, self-inquiring with the why. You know, why do you want that? Why do you not think that's possible? Why, you know, are you feeling this way? So, yeah, kind of a lot of mindset work. I do mindset and somatic work every day, whether that's journaling, meditation, energy release through the body. You know, I look after me, and I think, well, that's probably one of the core things or the core components of being able to grow in business and scale in the way that I have is, you know, I look after myself. You know, I've got the physical ability, the mental ability, the energetic, you know, capacity. So I'm going to speak to that in a moment. So a few other factors that came through when I was sort of in reflection of this question. I think the first one is that I make decisions really quickly. I've really learned to make decisions quickly. And this has been built through a continuous journey with self-trust. I asked my partner probably about a month ago, I was like, if you could describe me in three words, like what would be the words? And the first word he shared was quick. It's like, you're so quick. I was like, oh, can we have a different word? I'm not sure I like this word. But actually, yes, I am a quick person. I'm very like, I don't sit with things for long. If it's a yes, it's a yes. And if it's a no, it's a no. And again, it comes with that, you know, being able to discern what's for me and what isn't for me, and really, really, really building the relationship I have with trust and trust in myself. So there's trust in myself, and then there is trust in my path, and there is trust in spirit, and there is trust in my soul's calling. And, you know, I'm not going to say that this has been an easy journey. It's been very shadowy at times. But, you know, if something feels off, I self-inquire. You know, I check in with my higher self. Like, is this for me? What am I not seeing here? And as part of this, you know, I've invested in myself a lot. And every time I trusted it, you know, so I make decisions. Like, if I'm being called there, it's a yes. You know, this year I've invested about £50,000 in support from two sort of very different mentors. I have more of a kind of tantric, energetic mentor, and then a very business specific mentor. And, you know, both of those were just a full body yes. And I don't question myself in those moments. You know, I make that decision and I stick by that decision. And this is because I know in making the decision and trusting in it, I'm activating the energetic pathway between my mind and heart. And I believe in myself. You know, I'm creating that evidence that I believe in myself and the path that is meant for me. So also trust that I am meant for greatness. And I really, you know, hold that for all women in the world. You know, we are all meant for greatness. So, you know, it's why, you know, in my work, I really hold women in their potential, because I do truly believe that we are all meant for greatness. And yeah, I get to be an expander for women to help them see that too. So the next piece is I'm willing to be a teacher and a student. I think this is a really important one. I don't believe that I know everything, and I'm always, always open to learning more, and from lots of different people as well. So it means that I kind of allow myself to become an energetic match for success, because the curiosity leads me to the expansion. So, you know, seeing more new perspectives. I don't get stuck by living just sort of one way, or thinking one way, or thinking that one way will work for me. I'm always really open to learning from people who are, you know, where I want to be energetically, spiritually, financially, you know, within their leadership, within who they are in the world. And that's grown and evolved as I have. You know, I think, you know, what I saw as an expander, you know, my 20s is very different to what I, you know, feel and see as expanders for me in my now late 30s. So yeah, I'm really willing to be that sort of teacher and student all at once. And then another piece is that I am both aware and in action. I really sit in awareness and the action piece. So I implement what I learn really quickly. And this is because I believe that there's sort of one thing to be aware of stuff, right? I'm aware of what's stuck. I'm aware of what needs actioning. I'm aware that I'm feeling this way. I'm aware that I could do something different in this moment. But there's another to actually do it. And I don't really hang around in that awareness phase for too long, which, you know, comes back to that I make those decisions really quickly, because I know that the action is what will always accelerate me towards the new reality. So there's like a real bravery and a real courage in action, because it really is the accelerator, you know, and for the most part, it's quite easy to sit in the comfort of the now. But if there is that desire for something different, there is that desire for more, whatever that is, you know, action becomes the accelerator. And so, you know, we have to hold ourselves in our courage, in our power, to be able to move forward to get there. So, yeah, I'm in both kind of awareness and in action all at once. And then the sort of final piece is I work with my energy body daily. For those of you who know my work, and the way that I coach, it's very much kind of based on building the strategy and holding ourselves in the spiritual practice, in the energetics, in the quantum realm, in the field of limitlessness and potentiality. This is so important. You know, I'm so, so clear on where my energy is, how I spend it, with who, in what environments. I don't leak. There's no leaky energy, you know, and when there is, I clean it up really quickly. Because to hold more of anything, you have to build the capacity to hold more of everything. When I said again, to hold more of anything, you have to build the capacity to hold more of everything. You know, more pleasure comes with more pain. You know, more joy comes with more frustration. You know, there is a process, and this is a process of expanding your channel, because it takes a lot to hold big energy. You know, I hold multiple thousands. I hold multiple problems at once with my clients. I hold, you know, more big decisions, more responsibility, you know, every time that I scale in my business. This isn't for everyone. And I think that's also, you know, something you get to discern for yourself. Like, is that really what I want? Because it is not for everyone, you know, it is for those who want to meet that in themselves. And it is for those who want to experience a life that perhaps feels kind of extraordinary. And for me, it's always been in my chart. My 10th house is like really being able to hold both the material and the spiritual. And it's so funny that, of course, you know, in my work, I'm strategy meets spirituality. So, you know, it's really building your capacity to hold. You know, I really allow myself to go to the depths of my darkness in order to hold, you know, the highs of my lightness, the highs of my celebrations, of my expansion. So this also means that, you know, I have to look after my physical body, you know, my connection to spirit, you know, the raising of my frequency comes when I am in good health. So, you know, I am, you know, really looking after the temple that is my body, the vessel that is my body. I hope this has been helpful. I know that there is so much more that we get to talk about in kind of, you know, really like, what are we sitting with? How do we make decisions? How are we moving through the world? That real kind of living embodiment of our work and our power. And, you know, I wish that on all of you who are listening today, that you really anchor yourself into that power that you have within, like you anchor yourself into the potential that sits within you. You are one powerful woman, person, human. And, you know, it's such a gift when we allow ourselves, you know, to build self-trust, to be in the awareness and the action, to be the teacher and the student, you know, to give ourselves the gift of working with the energy body and understanding the energy body. So I hope this has helped. At this point of recording, we are currently moving into launch for the Expansion Accelerator, which is my signature mastermind. This is where we play with strategy and the energetics piece. So if you are looking to scale your business, you want to do it sustainably, you want to become everything that I have shared in this podcast today, this is the space. This is the last time that the Expansion Accelerator will be available at this price point. I haven't raised the price for 2 years now. And so this will be the last round that it will be at this price before we put the price up. There is an application form, because spaces, as always, are limited. And so, Yes, I would love for you to come and connect with me if you really feel like 2024 is holding something new for you, is a year that you're going to meet more of yourself, hold more, live more, you know, really experience whatever more looks and feels like for you this year. So head to the show notes and please do apply for the Expansion Accelerator. The results that we see in that space are so magical. The women inside it are magical. At the point of recording, we have a 50% retention rate, which means that 50% of the women who are already inside are staying for another round, you know, which is so testament to the experience that they have in my world, in our world. Yeah, it's beautiful. So yes, head to the show notes if you would like to apply to that, for that. And I hope this podcast has like landed in your heart today, in your cells and your being, and sending really big love, reverence, lightness, kindness from my corner of the world to yours. And of course, if you have any questions, then please do come and find me at @PandoraPaloma_. I would really love to hear from you and answer any questions that you might have on this, the Expansion Accelerator, life, business, anything. I really love hearing from my community. So thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful rest of your day.